This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
And we're all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Y'all blissed? I am blissed, fire blissed. And I just wanted to make a quick update. I checked with our son one more time about the apple cider vinegar and the honey. Initially tested with 1 teaspoon. And moved right up to 1 tablespoon of honey in water, 1 tablespoon of apple cider vinegar, and in a glass of filtered water. And that's twice a day. That's what he did. This is not a recommendation by me. I'm just telling you what happened and what worked. Dr. Shealy, any concerns about 1 tablespoon of honey and one?
No. Okay. That's the usual is a tablespoon,
Very good. Kathy, welcome. You're on with Dr. Norm Shealy.
Good morning, Vince. Good morning, Dr. Shealy.
Hi. What's up?
Could I ask a question, please, about, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it, I have like blockage in my one ear. It feels like it's plugged. So
okay.
I wanted to know any recommendations.
Well, you have no sore throat or any other symptom?
No.
Then, to me, that is a place where conventional medicine shines. You need to have somebody look in the ear and be
okay.
Sure that your drum is okay and the ear canal is okay. It could be
okay.
Just some odd allergy, but it could be an inflammation or even earwax. And, you know, just having that feeling means something's not right. Not likely to be an infection, but it's worth having it checked.
Okay. I will tell you, I do have your book, so I looked at some of your remedies, and I did I used 2 of the ear candles, and I did have wax, you know, some come out.
Uh-huh.
It did feel better. It felt lighter. But then I still feel like it'll open and then will close. And I will say that I don't know if it's my imagination or not, but I do feel like sometimes if I get water in there, like when I shower, I feel like it kind of gets trapped in there sometimes. Like I always feel like I have to be careful that that it doesn't get in, you know, stay in there. Now, I do have a couple kind of ear drops. One is it has grapefruit seed extract in it, and it's got tea tree oil. And I'm trying to think of what else it's got. It's got like a citrus thing and glycerin. And then I have another one that's got mullein flower and garlic bulb and arnica, and I think it's allium. So that's the onion family.
Well, I would want a good nurse practitioner or physician to look into the ear canal. If they say it is absolutely normal, then I would try a drop of castor oil.
Okay.
But I wouldn't put the castor oil until I was sure the ear canal is okay.
Okay. Okay, I will do that. I will call him today then. Can I ask, this is more of a preventative thing. Can I ask, how do you prevent getting high blood pressure? Because I hear so many people that have it, and I don't.
That's a great question.
I don't, but.
You prevent high blood pressure by denying and detaching from stress. Stress is unequivocally the basic cause. Now, that is emotional. It could be physical stress, of course, but mostly it's emotional anxiety, anxiousness, etc. And as long as you don't allow yourself to fume over stuff you can't do anything about, you're not likely to get hypertension. Does that make some sense?
Good advice. Yeah, that's great advice.
Autogenic training, my favorite thing in the world, autogenic training.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Dr. Shealy. I will give them a call today.
Do you know what that is?
Well, I have listened to your, I got on your email, and I did listen to it, and I did do it.
Well, you need to do it twice a day for 3 months to train your brain.
Okay.
Once you've done that, then when something comes up, you can get back to that state in about 1 minute.
Wow.
The way I have survived the stupidemic is I trained my brain back in 1972.
Okay, now I'm connected. Jason, I'm connected now. Okay, let's see how this works.
Are we there, Kathy?
Jason, do you have me on the board?
Yeah, I'm still here, Dr. Shealy.
Okay. I'm sorry about that, class, and Dr. Shealy and Kathy. I just lost the connection. It just went away, so I dialed in by telephone, and I was able to reconnect about a minute or two later, so that's what happened. And so we've got the finest internet that politicians can be bought to keep running. Terrible. Kathy, I missed everything that you said, but I did have a question. Are you done with your question or not?
I am done, yes.
Okay. So I had a question for Dr. Shealy, a couple points of clarification. Dr. Shealy, you mentioned castor oil as if everything is okay with ear, meaning I guess that means no infection. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. And I remember years ago the term glycerin being used with ears, in conjunction with ears. Was that considered a safe approach to reduce the viscosity of earwax or not?
Yes, it would be.
Mm-hmm. And the idea was that you just kind of thin out a hard portion of the earwax by diluting it with the glycerin and then lie on a side so that the ear canal is pointing down and let gravity do the work. Is that the way it used to work?
Exactly.
Okay. And is there any risk in doing that, Dr. Shealy?
There's no risk as long as there's not. And if you're only doing it with earwax, there's no risk. But you want to be certain there's no infection. The eardrum and the canal are okay.
Okay. Now, what is the concern if there is an infection, Dr. Shealy, using this?
It could irritate. An infection means the immune system is already hyperactive, overactive, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, would that manifest in a higher heart rate and higher blood pressure than normal?
Yes.
Okay. So that would be considered.
You can have that locally without it affecting your blood pressure or heart rate also.
Okay. I know a lady who had something was up with her eardrum. Maybe it was punctured. And she, because of that, she could not go swimming because it could result, I guess, in infections.
Exactly.
Also, it affected her balance. And she was unable to ride a bicycle. Does that all make sense to you, Dr. Shealy, medically?
That is definitely related to the eighth cranial nerve, yes. The eighth cranial nerve is the one with which you hear.
So I guess the reason that I'm mentioning this, Kathy, is your balance affected?
No. No, I'm able to walk and everything else. But like I said, I don't know. I've never done the ear candles before, and so I had my husband help me do it. And he did like one day and one the second day, and I did have wax in there, and it was hard. So I just didn't know if maybe my ear is still irritated, but it still feels plugged. So maybe there might be something, you know, going on there, but it doesn't feel I have good balance and all that. I don't feel bad. It just feels plugged. So,
Kathy, can you explain?
Go ahead.
I was going to ask you if you could explain to our class what an ear candle is, because I want to make sure that nobody takes a candle and sticks their ear over it, you know.
That's
and has
true.
Roasted ear as a result. Can you explain what this is?
Yeah, it looks like a tube. It's probably about a half an inch wide, maybe 3/4 of an inch wide at the top, and it's made out of like a linen and a beeswax, and it tapers down, and you can't do this yourself, or you shouldn't do this yourself. And there are some pretty good tutorials online. I watched a couple. I did do it to someone before, but I watched a couple again just to kind of refresh my memory. And you light it at the top, and you make sure that you have like a bowl of water, and you have a towel covering the person's hair. And I used a foil plate and made a hole in it and put it over there, over my, ear. And then what we did was we lit the top and you tap it and then wait till the smoke comes out the bottom and then put it in my ear. And then about every, 2-3 inches, you take it out and you cut it up, cut the burnt part off, put that in the bowl of water. And then there's like a little skewer that you can make sure there's no wax that's plugged in there. So then you take the skewer and you get the wax out. So you can either relight it or you can just carefully, check it from underneath. And then you just do that till you get about 4 or 5 inches from the end of the candle. And then that's it. And you just take it out and you can check to see if you have wax in there.
So let me see if I've got this right. So let's say it's your left ear that is the problem, and you want to remove the wax out of your left ear. So you would have your right ear against, let's say, a flat surface like a table, with your right ear down, your left ear would be up, and the candle would be pointing straight up. Is that correct?
Well, my understanding is, and Dr. Sheely can correct me, but you kind of want it to go in at an angle so no smoke comes out of your ear. Like, I made sure it wasn't like straight up. It was kind of the same angle, like sort of tilted back about 45 degrees so that it goes in your ear. And I kind of held like my ear, I don't know what the little flap, I kind of held that real soft to make sure that, and I could hear it. I could feel the warmth and I could hear like a little crackling sound. And
Dr. Sheely, how does this work, Dr. Sheely? What is the principle involved?
Well, it melts the wax. Your wax can actually harden into, hard wax. And so the heat actually makes it drain or allows it to drain.
Okay. So sort of like reducing the viscosity with glycerin. So that it is more pliable and it'll come out.
Yeah.
Okay. And Kathy, when you're done with this procedure, do you turn your head so that your ear is the one that you're trying to get the wax out of is tilted down and let gravity do the work? What do you do next?
Well, they tell you to put I think they said to put a little bit of, I don't know if it was garlic oil, just on the ear, not in. And then you put that, like a little cotton ball in your ear to keep any air from coming in.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm trying to understand, but I'm not doing too well understanding the
I can explain it a little bit more, Vince, if you want me to hold on.
Please stay with us.
Okay. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com.
That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's top?
Last day,
God, you're.
Take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class Dr. Norm Sheila is with us, and the telephone number to his clinic in Springfield, Missouri is 417-351-5221, 417-351-5221. So if you're interested in that study, give us a call, and or give him a call at his clinic, or you can call us right here at USA Prepares right now, and our telephone number live is 866-582-9933. Kathy, I'm trying to understand about these ear wax candles, and it sounds like the principle involved is to create some kind of a vacuum using heat and create a vacuum. Is that correct?
Yeah. You want to, you want to have it in there. The smoke will go in the ear, and it draws the, it warms it. You can feel like a slight warmth in your ear. And I feel like as the cone burns down, it draws the wax out because I think it creates like a small vacuum. And it did work. I was surprised. So
wonderful.
And at the very end, when you're done, they tell you to put a little oil like on a cotton ball, and you want to leave it in your ear, especially if you're going to go outside because your ear is sensitive. And if you're going to shower, like for at least 24 hours, at least put cotton in there so that you don't get any water in there.
My understanding is that this treatment has been around for a very long time. This is not new technology. Is that correct, Dr. Sheely?
Yes.
Okay. And have you done this? Have you had experience with this, Dr. Sheely?
No, I fortunately have not had the earwax problem.
Well, I mean with patients. Okay. All right. Back to you, Kathy.
Vince, I wanted to ask Dr. Shealy a couple questions. I guess you kind of answered my one question about preventing the earwax from getting hard. That's something I wanted to ask. Like, can you use like a couple drops of glycerin? I know I've heard people talk about sweet oil or that ear oil that has the garlic in it. Which one is best to prevent the buildup? I think that's probably what happened, was I just had like a buildup in there and didn't realize it.
Well, either glycerin or castor oil.
Okay. And, you know, Dr. Shealy, I was reading, I have a homeopathy book, and he was talking about using pulsatilla or calimur to clear out the fluid in the middle of your ear. Now, I know I have to go, you know, have it looked at, but do you recommend them at all?
That one I would have to look up. I don't know that particular one.
Okay. Okay, and my last question is, when I go see the doctor, like, if it's not an ear infection, I just don't want to randomly use the antibiotic drops. So what questions would I ask him or her, whoever, I don't know which one.
Well,
I'm going to see.
If there's any physical abnormality in the ear canal or the eardrum, that's the most important. That's what you're after. I want to be certain there's nothing that physically needs to be done to clear it up.
Okay, and if there was an infection in there, then that would change the look of it then? Is that?
Oh, yes, infection. That's the easiest thing to see is an infection.
Okay. Okay. And then obviously you would recommend using those drops,
yeah,
whatever they give. Okay. Okay, I think that's all I have, Dr. Shealy. I appreciate it.
Kathy, I've got one comment. Yeah, one comment. You and Sharon were on last Thursday, April 8th, and I listened to the broadcast, and I was so impressed. You and Sharon did an absolutely fabulous job. And I was talking with Kyle on the phone after the broadcast, and we were talking about Kyle coming on with me on Friday, the next day. And I said, you know, Kyle, we got a real hard act to follow. Those two gals were absolutely fabulous on Thursday. And I wanted to tell you, you guys were unbelievably great in front of the classroom teaching. The information, the flow, the cadence, the content, it was all first class. And I want to say thank you. You did a great job. And we're talking about two grandmothers, two mothers, two wives, and I don't think I had any intention of being hosts or co-hosts of a nationally syndicated broadcast, but here they were, and they did a great job. So I just want to tell you, very well done.
Jake,
Robert, you're on next.
The IRS, he owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A California high school teacher was caught on camera berating students for their parents' collective push to end remote learning and return children to classrooms full time in a video shared on Facebook.
However, if your parent wants to come talk to me about how I'm not doing a good enough job in distance learning based on what you need as an individual, just dare them to come at me because I'm so sick to my stomach of parents trying to tell educators how to do their job.
That's San Marcos High School teacher Alyssa Puro during a virtual lesson over Zoom. Elon Musk's brain chip Neuralink company is working on technology that could improve the lives of those with paralysis. Imagine being able to control your smartphone with your mind or typing with thought instead of your fingers. Neuralink is reporting they've enabled a monkey to play a video game by thinking of its movements. USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Dr. Fauci continues to push the mask mandate, even if you've been vaccinated. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The United States set a new record Saturday for COVID vaccinations administered, delivering 4.3 million doses in a single day. But Dr. Anthony Fauci says infection rates are still on the high side, even with those vaccination efforts. The U.S. is averaging more than 60,000 new cases per day over the last 7 days. The White House's chief medical advisor tells MSNBC that even if you are vaccinated, you should still take some precautions.
If you are vaccinated, please remember that you still have to be careful and not get involved in crowded situations, particularly indoors where people are not wearing masks. And for the time being, until we show definitively that a person who's vaccinated does not get this subclinical infection and can spread to others, you should also continue to wear a mask.
The Food and Drug Administration reported 3 days ago masks may help prevent people who have COVID-19 from spreading the virus to others. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken on Sunday's Meet the Press admitted that the coronavirus got out of hand faster because of China. During the interview, Blinken said China didn't do what it needed to do in the early stages of the pandemic in response to a question about whether he believes China knows about the origins of the coronavirus. Blinken expressed real concerns about the methodology and the process that went into the WHO Origins report, including the fact that the government in Beijing apparently helped to write it. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norm Shuley's with us. And when the internet locked up, or it shut down, the call screen locked up. So we have three calls on hold right now. So, Robert, you're first, then George, and then Glenn. So I just want to let you know, if you just stay with us, we'll get you all on. Robert, welcome.
Hey, good morning, Vince. Thank you. Good morning to you, Dr. Shuley.
Great.
I just had a few health questions for Dr. Shuley. The first one has to do with arthritis, and the particular case I'm talking about is it's in the hands and in the fingers, in the index finger on one of the hands mostly. And I was wondering, you know, what you would advise on that topic just in general, and I was wondering also if sugar be an exacerbator of exacerbating the symptoms of that.
Sugar is poison. Sugar is the most non-food in the world. Sucrose doesn't even exist except in beets, sugar beets, and cane. And there's no need for it, and it is dangerous and stupid, and I haven't had sugar in my house in over 50 years.
Okay, I was going to ask you too, Dr. Shealy, what about like heat or cold type treatments on something like that, and then also massage, like a massage of the...
Massage is excellent. Do you take boron?
No, and this isn't for me personally, Dr. Shealy, but just someone I know. As far as boron, I know they take they have pretty good health habits, and they do take a multivitamin complex. As far as boron...
They need D3, of course, and boron, and vitamin C, and boron. All of those are natural, safe things that help the immune system in general.
Okay. And what about any sort of any type of essential oil that you would apply to arthritis in the hands?
Tea tree would be one. That can be nice, very nice.
Okay, good deal. And I had a few more topics or questions. I don't know if you have time, Vincent.
Well, just be concise. We've got George and Glenn on hold.
Sure. The next one I was going to talk about was strokes. What would cause a stroke, and I'm talking about an individual in their early 60s, and they may have had, well, they did have some contact with smoking and drinking, and I don't know if that could cause something like that to happen at an earlier age. So what about strokes, Dr. Shealy? What's your advice on if someone had a mild or low-scale, mild, minimum type of stroke?
You need optimal health habits in every conceivable way to prevent and once you've had a stroke. Now, if they have neurologic deficits, the only thing other than, again, have an adequate B-complex and all those things, the only thing I know could be the use of a gamma PEMF device that can help the brain recover.
Okay. Interesting, a gamma device. Okay, that'd be one thing that I'm not that familiar with.
Well, it's an electrical gadget that puts the brain into the gamma frequency, but it helps everything in the body. It helps the body heal.
As far as healing and relaxing, and where they can, if anything is going to heal, it would be able to do it with that help. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And then the last thing, well, I have a few more, but I said three. The last thing I would want to ask you about, Dr. Shealy, is dry skin. If that's an indicator of anything, because it seems very superficial, but if that's an indicator of anything deeper to you, and then, Could drinking, if someone drinks, could that be the cause of their dry skin?
Oh, yes, of course. Any toxin can do that. And food, it is potential toxin. I'm not opposed to a tiny bit, but moderate to the extreme is a cause of many diseases, including heart disease, cancer, diabetes.
Okay, can you hear me, Dr. Shealy?
Yeah, I said get adequate omega-3 and adequate omega-6 fatty acids.
The fatty acids, okay. Sorry, you cut out for a minute on me there. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, me too. He cut out on me too, so I'm not sure what happened.
Okay.
But I had a quick question of clarification for Robert's question. Dr. Shealy, boron, what amount of boron are you recommending?
Well, if you weigh up to about 120 or 30 pounds, 9 milligrams a day, and 140 or more, 12 milligrams a day.
And what was that weight?
Well, 130 and under, 9 milligrams, and somewhere between 135 or 40 and above, 12.
Okay. And is that in a single supplement, or is it combined with something else that we might recognize?
No, that's in a single supplement.
Okay. And are there any risks in taking boron?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. Robert, did that answer your questions?
Yeah, those are great answers. I appreciate it, Vince.
Okay, and one last thing I wanted to mention. I am using the pulse electromagnetic frequency gamma device every day for a minimum of a couple hours a day. And I want to tell you that I'm following Dr. Shealy's protocol with his youth formula, Dr. Shealy's essentials, etc. I'm following, and I've mentioned this many times, the protocol that I'm following. And I had massive inflammation in my chest and my lungs, massive. And over the weekend, I was seeding one of our fields with clover seeds. I was on a four-wheeler bouncing around like unbelievable, like a child might. And I'm doing great. So I am using this pulsed electromagnetic frequency device, vitamin C, which is Dr. Shealy's youth formula, plus Dr. Shealy's essentials, plus turmeric and ashwagandha root and serapeptase and beta-glucan and one other. It'll come. Taurine. And I use it every day, and it's working. It's working. Now, is it all of the above, or is it some of the above, or is it one of the above? I don't know. But together, I know it's all working. And I can't, and one egg a day. So, you know, one scrambled egg a day. And the elimination of sugar and white. I've taken white out of my diet for as much as I can, which means white flour, white bread, white sugar, white rice, etc. And it's
what
all
about potatoes,
so,
Jens? You need some potatoes.
Oh, and
right?
Potato. And potatoes. They're out too. White potatoes are out.
Oh, you gotta have potatoes, Vince.
No, you don't.
Why?
Potatoes
Why?
Are not food. They are carbohydrate junk.
Because when you cook them in butter and you put salt on them and some eggs and whatnot, they're just really good, right? Some hot sauce, maybe.
Junk
oh, yeah.
Is good,
of course,
not healthy.
You're talking about taste versus nutrition, right?
Yeah, Vince. Hey, I have one more topic real quick, and I'll hang up, Vince.
You got to go real fast. Real fast.
Okay. Alkalization of the body, I heard it mentioned. I don't know if it was last week, but I was wondering your comments on Dr. Shealy connecting that with oxygenation, like if you were to do like a breathing exercise type thing, would that lead to an alkalization of the body and the effects of that? All right. Thanks, gentlemen. Y'all have a good day.
All right. And I'll tell you what, Robert, call in earlier. Call in earlier next week, okay?
Yes, sir. Will do. Y'all have a good one. Bye.
You too. Thank you. Thank you, Robert. Okay. Let's see. We've got George in New Hampshire. Welcome. And then, Glenn, you'll be on next.
Hi, Vincent. Hi, Dr. Shealy.
Hey. Thank you for waiting.
Oh, no. No, I understand. I'm glad to see you get the lineup. Anyway, I just wanted to say a couple of things quick, and that is that you may have covered this in a past. I don't remember hearing it, but I guess Canada just had a massive recall on a lot of their masks that they're using for the COVID. And it isn't limited to them, but I've been studying some of the chemists. There's like textile chemists in Germany. And I have a lot of respect for the Germans, especially in the scientific and the medical end. But they were saying that some of these masks that are out there, they were saying there's one that's, of course, the bulk of them come from China. So right off the bat, unfortunately, in my opinion, they're highly suspect. And they said they have graphene in it and also biographene. And they were saying that these nanoparticulates, they get into your lungs and they can cause early pulmonary toxicity. And I know I'll yield to Dr. Sheely at the end, just my saying quickly, is that I think Illinois found a little over, I don't remember hearing it on the major news, but when I did a little research for calling in, it said Illinois was stuck with about $17 million worth of masks that they found they couldn't use, again, from China. And they said that there was, as of a little less than a year ago, there was over five different masks that were being recalled. So you can imagine what the numbers are now. But I've noticed that when I go into stores, normally I have a cloth mask with me or another kind of a mask. And what happens is that when you go in the stores and they have the free masks, I noticed that if I have to wear in a store and I had forgotten mine at home, I noticed that that my lungs, the upper part of my lungs, will be burning by the end of the day or that night in the middle of sleep. I'll wake up and I'll find that there's like a belt of burning on the upper part of the lungs. And I found that I take those masks off if I'm alone in the aisle or I'm far enough away from people. I just lower it so maybe my nose is exposed or sometimes my full face, because I find I can't breathe more than a few minutes with that. And I'm sorry to go on and on, gentlemen. I'd just like to hear Dr. Sheely and your opinions on this, man.
Yeah. Dr. Sheely, your thoughts about masks containing graphene?
I don't wear places where I have to wear them. That's it. That simple.
Do you have any information on graphene, Dr. Sheely? G-R-A-P-H-E-N-E.
Yeah, well, it's a toxin, and I don't like anything from China except fireworks.
And fortune cookies. If I could just
okay,
say one
so
other
you're
thing
actually
quick.
Right. There...
No, I'm yes. sorry. Go ahead.
You're absolutely right. There is a the Canadian health authorities are saying that the masks that are used to for coronavirus containing graphene should not be sold, and that's even on Fox News. So you're absolutely correct. Graphene is the problem in those particular masks. Very quickly, George, because then we're going into...
Okay, I was just going to say, when you buy Q-tips, buy the ones with sufficient amounts of cotton on them, because I find that they'll break off in the ear, the cotton, and they'll get in there, and that can also cause problems later on. All right, gentlemen, I'll say goodbye. Thank you. God bless.
Well said. Well said.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norm Shuley's with us very quickly, class. The telephone number, if you want to be part of the study for the continuity of life after death, past life regression, Dr. Shuley's office in Springfield, Missouri, 417-351-5221, 417-351-5221. Glenn in Michigan, welcome. You're on with Dr. Shuley.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to share an experience about an ear infection that I had when I was a kid. What the happened and what the solution was that the doctor did. So I was probably about 10, 11 years old. I don't remember. It could be off the year or so. My dad took a job in Sandusky, Ohio, and it was a week-long job. So I spent 7 days swimming in Lake Erie. And on the way home, if you like this, it was a 67 Mustang that we drove on the way home. I got a the worst earache in the world. We got home like Sunday. On Monday, my mother took me to the local doctor. He looked down my ear with the device that they look down there and they shine the light in there. And the doctor told my mother that I had severe wax buildup and it was infected. And it was probably for swimming in Lake Erie for 7 days. What he did, and I want the doctor's, Shuley's opinion on it, because it worked. He, laid me down on the table, it was in my right ear, left ear down, and put hydrogen peroxide in my ear and let me sit there for about, I can't remember exactly, 10, 15 minutes, had me roll over, that drained, then he irrigated it with water. It was almost an immediate effect.
Hey, he was right. Hydrogen peroxide is one of the best of all because it does help to kill the bacteria, et cetera, as well as loosen the wax. Yeah, hydrogen peroxide is a superb treatment.
Right. And then he, when he put me on my right side, he irrigated it with water, and stuff that came out there was not pretty. Just, you know. But I'm 63 years old right now. I've never had an earache since.
Yep, he did the right thing.
All right, that's all I wanted to share with you guys.
Glenn, before you go, I have a question that I guess to add some more dots to what you mentioned. Dr. Shealy, the reason that the doctor irrigated Glenn's ear with water after using hydrogen peroxide, was that to dilute the hydrogen peroxide so it would not cause harm?
No, actually just to rinse it out. You know, I mean, the hydrogen peroxide will help loosen it, but it won't necessarily drain it adequately. So,
okay.
You know, it will loosen the wax, and then the water would help finish cleansing it.
Yeah, Dr. Shealy,
yes,
I interject. I think Dr. Shealy's correct. I think the initial thing was still the bacteria in my ear, and then I think the irrigation was to remove the buildup in my ear.
Right.
So, Glenn, do you use hydrogen peroxide for cuts and wounds as well at your house?
Yeah, I use that. And super glue, if they're really bad. Listen, it works. I don't.
I know you're not kidding. I know you're not kidding, Dr. Shealy. Your thoughts on using super glue to?
I don't know. I've never put it on my skin, so I don't know.
Well, I can tell you the hospitals do that, Dr. Shealy. Like, for example, someone falls down and cuts their head, and the flaps of skin, they literally use super glue because super glue, I believe, was originally found to be a great handcuff. So during the Vietnam conflict era, you could take a person's thumb and forefinger, one drop of super glue, and glue the thumb and forefinger together. Then you make you take the other thumb and forefinger, and you make a chain with those two hands. Now you've glued the hands together, and if they're behind you, you're going to rip your skin off if you try to get your hands apart. Glenn, that's what it does, right?
Really, really quick, I'll share one more experience I had when I was a little bit younger. About 20 years ago, I got a wound on the top of my forehead, about 3.5-4 inches long. Hospital, they irrigated it. Put it together and super glued it together. They didn't stitch me. That was it. The super glue, I don't know about the toxicity of the super glue, but it worked, and I didn't have to have stitches in there and looking ugly for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm. Well, I accidentally super glued my right hand, thumb and forefinger, and I accidentally glued it together. And that was a real problem because the way of removing it, dissolving super glue, is with acetone, nail polish remover.
Yeah.
Now, it has to be acetone, not, you know, water-based nail polish remover. But I had to go to the drugstore, and I couldn't use my right hand to, you know, start the car. I couldn't use my right hand for the gear shift. I had to do everything with my left hand, and it's a real problem. And Art Bell, the greatest broadcaster ever, Art Bell superglued his lips together.
I go to the bathroom.
Yeah. Art Bell superglued his lips together during one of his broadcasts. That was hysterical, but it was serious. Dr. Shealy, thank you so much. Glenn, thank you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.